This is the One by One Mental Health Podcast, where we talk about combating fear, understanding our fears and how we are influenced by them, bouncing back stronger and more. Coming up next. What's going on, everybody? This is Obi Omega No, your host of the One by One Mental Health Podcast, where we discuss, you guessed it, mental health issues within our community. Our goal is to remove the negative stigma surrounding mental health by normalizing these conversations and providing support to those in need. We dive into some of the methods, behaviors, habits, and mindsets our guests have developed to help them live a healthy, successful lifestyle, both mentally and physically. We are not at all professionals or giving advice. We are simply here to share our experiences in hopes of impacting our community one by one. What's going on, everybody? I'm your host, Obi Megano, and you're listening to the One by One Podcast. Guys, before we get started, I would like to remind you guys to please share the show. You know, this is something that we didn't do on the earlier episodes. I didn't really promote the show, but I mean, I figured it's, you know, if you like the show, share it. It's one thing that really helps us grow. It helps us, you know, help more people. It helps the word get out there. If you like what we're doing, if you support what we're doing, share it. If you don't share it. It's pretty simple. You know, we've been having a lot of listeners. We were having a lot of listeners, and we didn't really have anybody commenting or, you know, really sharing or leaving us ratings or anything like that. And it does help. It does help us. Like I said, it helps us impact more lives, and it helps us get out there and gets the word out there on what we're talking about, what we're trying to do, our personal development, the mental health side. It helps us bring awareness to the message. Moving on, for the people who are returning, coming back, you know that this was started off a mental health show. It'll always be a mental health show at its core, will always be a mental health show. But one thing that I wanted to get into more of is the personal development side of the show. That's something that kind of, you know, I've always seen mental health and personal development has kind of been like under the same umbrella for me. I think that, you know, with my background in psychology, for those of you don't know, I graduated with a degree in psychology from Oral Roberts. So that's always been my foundation. But, you know, moving forward, I think that, you know, I'm learning a lot about the physical. And obviously, a lot of you know that I've been plant-based for, 8 years now. So that holds a special place, an important place to me in my life, the physical. So, I wanted this to be a more of a personal development thing where I can have successful people come on here and share their experiences. Not just, you know, it will be with mental health, but also on their journey and some of the things that they faced to become successful. I assume if you're listening to this show, that's kind of what you're looking for. So yeah, that's one of the messages that I wanted to share with you guys. But, you know, this is going to be a space, hopefully a more free space, a space where we can be more relaxed. You know, we'll still have, of course, the traditional style of podcast that we've been having. We'll have guests on here. They'll come and they'll share their experience. I think that's extremely important in it. And with my, you know, I just feel like I'm been meeting and introduced and had the pleasure of being around so many different people. And I think that, you know, their experiences are what kind of helped build and mold this show. And that's important in my life, learning from other people. And so I think that, you know, that's something you guys enjoy as well. So we'll always keep that around. But from now, you know, here and there, we'll throw in a couple of these episodes and I'll just come on here and it'll be a session where we can just talk openly, real free is what I kind of, what I'm trying to say. We'll come on here and share the experiences and share some of these topics that I think have been important in my life. And I think that they'll be able to help you guys as well. So Yeah, it won't be anything that'll be too long. Hopefully it'll be somewhere between 10 and 15, 20 minutes, but it'll be more laid back and more relaxed. And, you know, I don't know, we might have some guests on here as well, but yeah, let that carry us into today's topic. It's been something that I think that we all kind of deal with, something that we all struggle with on any level. And it kind of sparked my thought because I was reading this book by Lewis Howes. I think that's how you say his last name. But he was talking about combating fear. And that was kind of my journal entry for the day. And so I thought that's something that I wanted to come on here and talk about because I've dealt with it personally. And I think that we all deal with it at some level. And so it was one thing that I said, all right, well, let's come on here and just share a little bit about it. But Lewis talks about ways to combat fear and you know how it holds a place in our lives. We give it more power than it should have. And so you know, one of the things that I found in my life that I dealt with fear, you know, obviously I'm an athlete, so everything kind of revolves around that. Because, you know, sports has really taught me, a lot of valuable lessons. It's taken me to places I never thought I'd go. It's taught me things I never thought I'd learn. It's put me around people that I never thought I'd be able to meet. And so it's done a lot for me in my life. And it's been ups and downs. It's been, you know, tears of joy and tears of sadness. It's been everything. So one of the things that I dealt with fear, you know, I'll talk about this as just one example, but it's not, you know, you guys can apply it to however you want in your life. But Lewis talks about, you know, how to get over this fear that we have. And the first thing that he talks about is analyzing the fear. And for me, it started when I started to realize what was going on is when I started journaling. It's no surprise, but you know, you kind of dive deep into your emotions and your feelings and what's kind of controlling them in search of like getting over it. Right. So one of the things that I feared a lot in my early years was just, it's funny, man, is shooting free throws. That was one thing that was, you know, everybody's watching you. Nobody's moving. You're there by yourself, all eyes on you. It's like, what are you going to do? And, you know, whether it's not about a lot of times great shooters, I consider myself a pretty good shooter. Great shooters struggle on the free throw line. And it's kind of surprising, but I think that it's more about it. Like it's the mental aspect of the game. You truly get to see the mental aspect of the game when players are at the free throw line. You see how they can, you know, if they can get into their routine, if they can calm their minds, if they can quiet the noise around them. And for me, I just, you know, for a lot of years, I didn't struggle heavily, but I struggled. And I always wanted to, you know, as I became a better shooter, I took great pride, let's put it that way. I took great pride in being a three-level scorer. That's at the rim, mid-range, and 3 points. So obviously the mid-range, that includes free throws. And I was always a great mid-range shooter, but sometimes just struggled at the free throw line. And I couldn't really understand why. Before I read this book, I noticed, even like I said years ago, the things that I was doing. And one of the things, like I said, was journaling. And I was analyzing, okay, why are we struggling so bad at the free throw line? What's the issue here? You know, I started realizing, man, I was just so worried about what other people would say. I was so worried, I really feared, okay, what if I miss? You know, that was the thing, is like the fear of missing. And you know, whether the game's on the line or not, but people looking at you and you thinking, man, you know, this could go in, this can't go in. What if I airball? What if I, you know, it's just, you know, no matter how much time I put in, I was still dealing with that. And so I had to really go, you know, take it to my pen and pad and really kind of dive into that and understand what the reasoning behind that was. So that was one thing, you know, Lewis talks about analyzing the problem. And so that was me analyzing my problem. And I'll talk about how I kind of, you know, my last year I shot 90, 90% hood, 90% from the free throw line. Step two is accepting the worst possible outcome. You know, with my situation in the free throw thing, it was like, okay, well, just and here I am writing down, and this was before I, you know, read this book. Like I said, this is here I am writing down. Okay, well, what am I afraid of? I would write it down, and then next to it, I would put, okay, well, what happens after that? What happens if I miss? Okay, well, let's think about it. You miss. Let's say it's the biggest basketball game ever. This is Game 7 NBA Finals. You miss the free throw. The game's on the line. You got one free throw to go ahead. You're down two. You got three free throws to win the game. You miss one, you lose the game. What happens? Okay, well, or you miss two, I guess I would say. You miss two, the game's over. What happens? I mean, you go home, you probably cry a little bit, cry in the car, cry in the, you know, in the locker room. You probably have a fear of people blaming you. Your teammates wouldn't blame you because, you know, anybody on that stage at that level understands that one play didn't win or make you win or lose the game, right? So maybe you have some chatter from the fans or friends or family, people blaming you, and, you know, you might sulk a little bit. That's probably the worst thing that's going to happen. But what happens after that? You get back up, you lick your wounds, and you go back to the gym. That's kind of how I saw the situation. Is like the worst case scenario. If the worst case scenario would happen, life would continue. You know, if you miss the shot, life will continue. If you make the shot, life will continue. So I think that kind of pulls us into the third, which is minimize the problem. And that's kind of what you're doing. You're telling yourself that, look, man, whatever happens, I'm going to be okay. I think that too often we get into this, we're paralyzed by fear. We're not able to take the leap or do the thing that we need to do because we're afraid of what might happen. And I just think that that's the worst place that you can be, because you never even gave yourself a chance. You know, Kobe said it, and he probably stole it from Jordan, but, you know, he said, like, why would I be afraid of a shot that I haven't taken? Like, why would I think about missing a shot that I haven't? You're not giving yourself a chance to win. And so if you just think about that, you're really just putting yourself in a situation to lose. It's a lose-lose situation. And I think that once you understand the cycle, once you start to understand the cycle of what you're doing, that you can catch it and see it early and say, hey, don't worry about what might happen, you know, and take that into your life. Don't worry about what could possibly happen and let it paralyze you into the place to where you've lost even before you gave yourself a chance. You know, I think that when you do that, you'll realize quickly when you go through these steps, writing it down, you'll realize how quickly you gain your power back. You know, that situation is, you're kind of giving the power away from yourself. And that's what this whole, you know, that's what I'm about. That's what this whole brand is about. That's what One by One is about. It's about being able to take your life into your own hands and do with it as you please. Nobody can hold you from what you're supposed to be. It's up to you. It's up to, you know, your willpower and if you want to go out there and get it. And so I think that returning the power to ourselves is one of the best things we can do for ourselves. And you know, those three steps are going to help you get that power back. I wrote this down here. This says, in the words of Herbert E. Hawks, I think that's how you say it, Hawks, excuse me. In the words of Herbert E. Hawks, with a little bit of planning, fear will dissipate and action and real sense of peace will take its place. And I think that's essentially what we're talking about, you know, planning for what you can do. For me in that situation, it was, okay, what do you need to do to get rid of that fear? And it was simple. It was put in the work. You know, For me, it was go to the gym, get reps on the free throw, whether that's before practice, whether that's after practice, get in those reps, because that's the only thing that's going to eliminate that fear. Nobody can do it for you. Nobody's going to be able to help you when it comes to that. It's just between you and yourself. And a lot of people, you know, they need to take that. I think that we can all take a piece of that and go into our normal life and say, hey, what can I do to be better? What can I do to eliminate this fear? And a lot of times you'll see that it's just about practice. It's about practice. It's about getting reps in whatever area it is. It's about, you know, becoming knowledgeable about whatever area it is. But at the end of the day, it's in your hands. It's in your control. It's in nobody else's control. So, guys, if you guys enjoyed this episode, like I said, we're going to do a little bit more of these. If you enjoyed this episode, share it. Let us know. Go on our Instagram. Tell us what you liked, what you didn't like. My Instagram, that's Obi Omegano. And one by one, that's Wonby, the number one, N-E. But yeah, I think that this was a good episode. But let us know. Let me know your thoughts, what we can do, what we can improve on. And we'll see you guys next time on the next episode.